Thanks for connecting, and with Daily Grace, we hope this helps you get in the Word, get connected with Jesus, and continue to grow forward, take the next step in your faith. We're in John chapter 15, and Jesus says, "My Father is the gardener." And with pruning, he says, "My Father is going to prune every branch that bears fruit." Why? So that it'll bear more fruit. God prunes in our life. He's a gardener. He's good. He can be trusted. He knows us. He knows how to help us grow. But growth is painful. Pruning can be painful. If you've ever done it or you've seen it done, I remember living in Southern California and watching the avocado trees and how they're pruned down right to the stump. And I was shocked. But they need to do that in order to produce more and more fruit, more and more avocados. And it's like that in our spiritual lives. God reduces and removes things so that we'll flourish and bear more fruit. This week, there's 7 days laid out in different scripture. Take an inventory and think through these 7 areas of your life. First of all, right away, what sin needs to be pruned and removed? What repentance needs to happen? Second would be attitudes. And what attitudes need to change and be pruned? Next one, activities and hobbies. Are there some activities that are just eating too much of your passion, your affection, your time? What needs to be changed? The next one, delegation. Can you delegate some things? Is your name really on everything you're doing, or are you overextending? Another one is your words. What needs to be pruned as far as your words and what's coming out of your mouth? Another area is relationships. Maybe there's some relationships that need some more distance and space. And the last one is your time. How can you prune some things to have a greater focus and ultimately build up the kingdom more? When people prune, sadly, the first thing they remove is kingdom work. You know, they stop going to church or reading the Bible or serving and making disciples. Don't let kingdom stuff be the stuff that you just remove because you want to simplify. Don't just simplify because it feels good. And don't be afraid to prune because you fear other people. Do what's right. Be faithful to God. Not everyone's going to like the pruning. And don't just hold on to something because it's tradition. You've always done it. Make the changes that God is leading you to do through His Spirit and His Word. That's an overview of the week. Dive into God's Word. Let Him do a deep work in you as you think about this work of pruning that ultimately is going to bear more fruit because we can trust the gardener. And don't forget, we've got a new website with more videos, exploring-faith.com. Check out all those videos and then think about who you can send those to, and especially people who aren't following Jesus yet. Find a video that fits with someone you know and share it with them. Start a conversation. And we'll see you next time with Daily Grace.